Hi, my name is Summer, this is Carmen, and this is Megan, and this is our podcast about bullying.
Kids are scared to go to school because they have been bullied. There are kids with depression, that's not right. We need to take a stand and help the kids who are scared to come to school. Recently there has been more bullying being discovered. Kids are getting terribly injured because of the fights that are happening because of bullies. Kids are losing a lot of self-confidence. When they are bullied, it will impact them and their features. They will think of themselves as less, or they will compare themselves to other kids. Kids are going to be more scared to be who they truly are. There are kids that have depression and anxiety. Bullying happens all around the world. That needs to change. More than one out of every five students report being bullied. It is concerning because there are kids with mental and physical problems because they were bullied. Emma Judo is a 16-year-old girl from New Hampshire, and she said she now has depression and anxiety. She has to live her life feeling bad about herself because of what someone did to her. She says songwriting has been her outlet and one of her most important things in her life, especially through her tough experiences with bullying, anxiety, and depression. Like I said earlier, she might have to deal with serious mental illnesses or even commit suicide later in life, which I know is a difficult topic, but we need to make sure it doesn't happen to anyone.
The kid that I was researching, his name is Ryan. He was bullied when he was in middle school. The cause of bullying was him committing suicide in 2013 because of online bullying. People are taking their own lives at a young age because of bullying. After this tragedy, his dad decided to take a stand about bullying and stand up for what's right, because he doesn't want any other parent to have to go through what he went through.
In the United States, the type of lifestyle the kids have that are getting bullied is very hard because the kids might not get enough attention at home or at school, and maybe they have terrible depression. It has reported that 15% of bullying is cyberbullying and 35% is in person. Kids don't have good physical and mental health from getting bullied.
The U.S. Department of Health is working with an Office of Juvenile Justice to take a stand and stop bullying. They have made many websites to try and make it clear that bullying needs to stop. They have made sites to prevent bullying. They have also given solutions to try and get kids to speak up about bullying. We need to make a plan to take a stand.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope it made an impact on you, and I hope if you ever see bullying, you won't be a bystander.